This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this evening's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, for the solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, please advise on the rights of the husband over the wife and the rights of the wife over the husband.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. While the Adhan was on, I was just going scrolling through all the various newspapers quickly. So we found the following, write it down, very good news. Maldives is very expensive, you know, but they have banned smoking, you see, for the younger generation. Today one Maulvi, I told him that smoking is haram or makruh tahrimi. Indo-Pak ulama say is makruh tahrimi, and the other ulama, the Arab ulama, and them say like Saudis and them haram and so forth. So he asked me, where's the dalil? And so I gave him the evidence, and I told him, if you're studying in a madrasa where they say makruh tanzihi or permissible, the best thing for you is to leave that madrasa darulum and go to another darulum. So I see after that he gave me jazakallah and all that, you see. So we must be clear on these issues here. So the smoking, buying cigarettes, selling cigarettes, smoking, raping, all haram, makruh tahrimi, major sin it is. Afghanistan, hit by earthquake, there next to the Balkh province and so forth. So there are big lot of damage and so forth. The death toll is increased. It's already sitting by 30, 40, but there'll be much more than that. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala assist them and help them. Tomorrow is the New York elections for the new mayor. So Trump, the Harami states, you must remember that if Mamdani wins, then for me, that is the federal government to then give funds to them will be very difficult. You see that? And Mamdani said, if Netanyahu comes to New York, then we lock him up, you see. That's very good news, the Muslim. Then he says, Trump trumpeting away, that he says, Maduro of Venezuela, his days are numbered. Your days are almost numbered. You harami, you're 79 years old, going to 80. Maybe before Christmas, you will just freck like a dog, you know, you can't say. So if Allah wants, you'll be the most humiliated president in the history of America. Imagine a guy with 34 crimes and felonies, and they call it felony, they're criminals, you see, and the crimes, and then you're pedophile and rapist sitting in a White House and so forth and so on, and then he's still threatening Nigeria and threatening these people here, Hamas as well, and threatening also Venezuela. So we say go to hell. You must remember, America, you are a spent force. The Taliban gave you a good hiding, you must remember. And therefore, nobody fears you, they take you as jokers. We support Russia, China, Iran, South Africa, Brazil, India. When they fight against and they speak against America or they speak against Israel and all of them. So anyway, we're not speaking of belief now, we're speaking about the political dimension and so forth. So therefore, we must support the people who are against America and Israel, and hit them where it hurts the most, you must remember, and hit them there in their pockets, you must remember. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One day I was in the Haram Sharif in Makkah Mukarramah. My Honorable Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahimahullah, wrote a book for me. It's a black cover book, you see that? And a Ziwaj Mubakkira. So you must get married quickly. So he wrote my name and said, Hadiyya Laka. You see, it's Hadiyya, gift for you, and so forth, you see. So for all you ulama students, if you know Arabic, the book you must get. So wonderful he wrote. He's our sheikh, he's a big sheikh, the past 50 years, 60 years. One of the greatest commentators of the Noble Quran, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahimahullah, spent more than 50 years in Makkah, passes away there in Istanbul, and is buried there. So we went to his house, we went for meetings with him, I walked with him, and he came to South Africa twice. We traveled, I took him here, and there's so many places in South Africa also with Allah's help, you know. So anyway, excellent person he is. Allah gharika rahmat farma, Allah grant him higher stages in Jannat al-Firdaus. So in that book he writes, first thing you must remember is al-hukukul mushtaraka. Certain things are common. You, the husband, have to give, and the wife have to give respect to one another. You see that? You can't expect respect from one side and then the other side doesn't reciprocate. So second one, you must have love for one another. You making, I love you, she tell you go to hell. She tell you, I love you, you tell her go fly a kite. Now, how the hell the marriage will work out? Third one, you must remember that you have to give in. You can't be right all the time. Ana wala ghiri. That is a satanic mentality and slogan. Ana khairum min. You must tell her, Poppy, you're right. You're very good. Even sometimes when you're right, but maybe she is also right to us. You must tell her. Human, they love it, you see. So you must remember when you praise them, you see. Story time of his wadi for you also, and all the listeners. So your wife says, hey, I'm not feeling well today, I'm very sick and all that. So call the doctor, take me to hospital. So just put $100 in her hand, put ₹1,000, ₹500 in her hand, and see if she feels better or not. If she feels better, there's no need for doctor and hospital. Tabiat hari teki. You see that? Money talks all languages. You must remember this. So that is also, and some of your husbands, real makhi choose and kanjus. You never want to spend on your wife. That also is wrong. So you see, al-hukuk al-mushtaraka. Quran Kareem teaches us. Chapter 4, verse number 19. Wa'ashiruhunna bil ma'roof. Treat your wife with love, respect, and justice. How you want your jama'i? How you want your damad? How you want your son-in-law to treat your daughter? You must treat her better than that. So both ways it works, you see. That's one. Then two, what are your responsibilities? You must supply and give her roti, kapra, makan. You have to give her a house, a flat, an outbuilding, whatever you can afford. This business we got today, you must remember that you must stay with the mother-in-law. It was good at that time when the people's hearts were pure. And nowadays it don't work out. I had an incident now last week, I think. The couple are married just 1 month or 2 months or something. So I asked them that what's wrong. So they said that no, that they can't work out. So I asked him that what is the age of that lady? He told me 31 or something like that, 30 something. And I say, can she cook? He said, no, can't cook. I say, you're blaming your mother-in-law and blaming but your sister, your daughter-in-law can't cook. Who's to blame them? So what the hell they were doing the whole life if you can't learn to cook and you're 30 something? Wasting your time in universities and getting this degree, is compulsory upon you to know how to cook. How are you going to serve your husband then? So the husband must give roti, kapra, makan. So you must remember that he must be the one that he must give her shelter. And you can't impose upon her, she must stay with your mother and all that. Remember, if she wants, it is the goodness of her heart. But she is entitled to her own dwelling, whether it's rental or not. I'm paying rental for 46 years, what you're talking. So 1 year Karachi, 45 years in South Africa. So 46 years, Bhuti Gandhi is a top guy, you see that. So we make dua for him. Today I make special dua for Bhuti and his wife and his children and parents and marhumin for the nikah still coming up. So like that, we make dua for Ikhlas and all of them, you see, people who do so much good for us. So, mashallah, so that is that. So, you must give a house. House don't mean now palatial house, flat, outbuilding, whatever you can afford. Rental also is fine. And then food you must give. All three meals, you see. You can't tell her you must fast tomorrow. That tomorrow you must fast so I can save money. No. Not right that, you see. So don't impose things that are not compulsory upon them. And then next one, that you must give clothing also. You can't just buy clothing, eat there and say, now I'm finished. Now and buy something for her. So in that way there, you see, if the wife is intelligent, so she will buy one handkerchief, one topi, one miswak. And she'll say, hubby, take this, you see. So we are men, we simple, Simon. So our hearts start melting. You say, hey, my poppy, my darling, my sweetheart is so good. She give us one pair of socks, one handkerchief. We give ₹1,000, ₹2,000. So which handkerchief is going to cost you ₹1,000 and socks? For that is marital life. Give gifts to one another. It will generate mutual love. فَإِنَّ الْهَدِيَةَ تُذْهِبُ الْضَغَائِنِ. When you give gifts to one another, it removes the malice, rancor, hatred. Sahih hadith in Bayhaqi. And then you must give her love and so forth. So all that is compulsory. Second one, you can't hit her. Totally haram it is. You smack her on the face. You take out your belt and give her. So all that, they must lock you up. Put you there for 1 weekend in the jail. And the panel beat you up nicely. Then you'll come straight. For you, wife, your duty is you must stay at home. No running around and gallivanting every day. You want to go out, you must take permission from your husband. You see that? Second one, then he can tell you yes or no or whatever. Second one is this, you can't allow any strange man to come into your house. It's haram that. And even men who know your husband, you don't allow them there when the husband is not there. So today, who runs away with the wife? You see that? The husband's best friend. They say, no, me, I'm your husband's best friend. I will start waiting here. Then they start joking, flirting, and then they become cuckold. You see, that is what? That now he strikes up an affair with that person, his best friend's wife, and so forth. So we allow all these things. We may be broad-minded. So broad-minded that the whole brains fall off, you understand? And fall out. So all haram, all those things. And then next one, you must cook nice food. You see that? So the best way to win your husband is what? Must cook some nice chow for him. So me, my wife knows, you see that? That I love breakfast this, and I love my lunch, and I love my supper, and I love this. So they just make every time the best. So it's the easiest way to keep the husband happy. When we got married, I'm sharing this maybe first time on air. And then we were going to Karachi, so my beloved mother called my honorable wife. How's that one? My beloved mother called honorable wife. She said, make sure you give him food on time, otherwise he's going to blow his gasket. You see that? So after many months, she told me this day in Karachi, your mother told me this. I said, it's right. So a hungry man is an angry man. You see that? And then you must fulfill his conjugal rights also. This husband, the hunters, you know that? Every day you say that, my head is paining, then stomach is paining, then this is paining. Then he'll get busy with his secretary and with this one and that one. So you must be like an ever-ready battery. And if he's half asleep, then you must seduce him also. Hey, come here, you sleepy Joe. You see that? So in that way there is give and take. Quran teaches us that. Chapter 2, verse 228. وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ That the amount of rights the husband has over his wife, the wife also have similar rights like that over the husband. And then the next sentence, وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةِ The husband is 1 degree above the wife. دَرَجَةُ الْإِمَارَةِ and دَرَجَةُ الْإِنْفَاقِ He will be the captain of the ship, the head of the family, the husband, the father. And remember that he has to spend on the wife and children. The wife don't have to spend on him or on the children. And if she spends, it is Allah sabili tabarru wal ihsan. She's just doing a favor. So these are the basic rules you have to follow and cry to Allah daily. When last you husband, you made dua sitting with your wife. When last you made dua, oh wife, with your husband and your mother with your children. When last? We don't do this in our homes today. We got no time. We're busy with cricket and soccer and movies and cell phone and mall and meet Paul and all these haram activities. So husband, wife, parents, children sit together. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ Ya Allah, grant us such spouses, such children, and such progeny that are the coolness of the eyes. You live in the house. The house must become a home, and the home must become Dar es Salaam, a home of peace, tranquility, serenity. Story time. One day I was sitting there in Jeddah. And then they called us, you know, that we must go there and all that. So anyway, so my wife was sitting. And then some people came from Kuwait, you see. So then they told her, from where are you? She said, South Africa. So they asked her, you know, Mufti AK. She had a good laugh, you know. So she said, why? He said, no, we listened to him. And so forth. Where is he now? We want to meet him. He said, no, he's in the queue. So he said, call him. He said, no, he's in the queue. He won't leave there because you know how the things work in Saudi. So he said, wait here, he'll come just now. When I just started walking and coming, so then she said, there they start shouting, of the AK, this, that, in Jeddah airport. So I'm wondering now, who's this people? They're making me embarrassed, they're embarrassing me. So then they say, you know, their daughter said, May I listen to all your pointers, and then I write there, good husband, good wife, good family, goodness, and then I get wonderful marks, distinction. The professors, teachers, they ask me, where the hell you get all this? I say, no, I make research. But they say, afterwards she told them, no, she doesn't. So you must take all these points and implement them, and then your marriage will be flying, you see. You will go in the plane together, and you will experience turbulence, but you'll be together. You go in the ship and boat also, Uruguay and yeah, Dar es Salaam. You're going to Stone Town and all that, Stone City, whatever. So you go with a ferry, first class, you see, that 2 hours. And you must remember, you will go through the waves and everything, you will still be together. And you come to beloved South Africa, the G20 is starting in 2-3 weeks, and in South Africa there's no water in Johannesburg. Can you believe that? Good for nothing, you ANC and you NGU, Government of National Unity, GNU, or whatever hell you want to call yourself. So all of them, 1-2 maybe you can exempt. The rest are just there to fill their pockets. You must remember these type of things. You're hopeless people, you are. So now the potholes, we go through that and still be together. So that is your marital life, duk and suk. In happiness we are together, and in trying times, challenging times, and time of adversity and prosperity, we must be together. Then that's a healthy marriage, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, is there a dua for ease and success for madrasa examinations as we're writing tomorrow?
MashaAllah, read Asma'ullah al-Husna. How long it will take? Read tonight when you come to Al-Fattahu. So repeat it. Al-Fattahu, Al-Fattahu, Al-Fattahu. Ya Allah, remove all the obstacles and open all the doors, Ya Allah. And then you read 2 rakat salat, you read Surah Yasin, and then you go. You will pass Kumlu Day. You will pass with distinction. Insha'Allah al-Aziz. So me, I shouldn't study too much, you understood, in school and all that. But still in primary school I should get very good marks, second, third, first, whatever. Then I lost interest in school and all that, waste of time, you understand. So then I said, let me go study. So I went to Karachi and all that. So there we used to really study, you see that. And then Newcastle when I used to teach. So I really used to give it my best with Allah's help. So like that, man jadda wajada. You must make effort. You can't sit on your laurels and think of Haji and all that. When we were your age, 10, 12, 14 years old, so Mias Farm used to come, you see, to take examinations. So it was a big thing. Even the ustads were very worried. What will Mias Farm say and us and all that? Some of them are still alive. Maulana Mufti Nazir Sanjalvi, Allah give him Shifa. Maulana Durvesh, you see, senior. So he's still alive and all that. They used to come. I remember Mufti Bashir also came a few times. He's Rahimahullah. So like that, they used to come. So now it is all easy. Madrasa exam easy. School exam all easy. Everything is online. You just look at the past papers and you pass. You see, but read Asma'ullah al-Husna, inshallah, you will pass nicely, inshallah.
So this message says, I'm so tired of my husband not reading Sada. I've tried my best over and over to remind and encourage him. I have a teenage daughter and a primary school son. It's a very bad example for them. What do I do, Mufti Sam?
You see, my sister, that is the hal, that is the current situation. Now you have to go back 15 years, 20 years. Jadegal Avi, when he, your husband, came to propose to you, you be honest with me, my sister. What were you looking and thinking of? Your parents are dead or alive, I don't know. What were they thinking of? 90% of the time, you all just looked at his Jamal. How handsome is he? Ketro doro doro ay, how white and fair in complexion. Ketro malai, how's his bank balance? Did he come with a BMW? Did he come with a Merc? Did he come with a Porsche? Did he come with a Bentley? Or he just come here with one Toyota, Nissan or Renault or something? So you were the one, you said, he's very good for me. Now 10 years, 20 years down the line, now you complain, you fed up. But shouldn't you blame yourself also partially, my sister? I'm speaking to you as though you are my sister. وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. When calamities fall on you, O human being, it's because of your own deeds and action. Action has a reaction. So now leave your husband and you focus on your children. And you wake up every day for tahajjud 3 o'clock. If you can't do that every day before you go and sleep 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 10:30, you read two rakat salat, and you by heart these two lines, you see that? And Surah 14, verse 40, Surah 14, verse 41. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. Ya Allah, make me of those people who will establish the Salat, and my progeny and my children also, Ya Allah, make them of those. They will establish the Salat and make others also read Salat. رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَا. Ya Allah, you accept my dua, Ya Allah. I made mistakes, but I know you are of forgiving, you are most merciful one to show mercy. Then your beloved parents, your grandparents, the whole ummah. Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِلِّي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents, and forgive the believers the day the reckoning is established. So leave him now. And start ta'aleem in your house 5 minutes. Take Riyadu Salihin, Allama Nawawi, translated in English, every day you read. And you take the works, Faza'il A'mal, of Hazrat Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Shaykhul Hadith, 5 minutes you read that. But every day, key, the consistency is the key. And inshallah, you don't tell him anything, then he will change his life, inshallah. So we all make mistakes in life, so don't get fed up with him. Tell him, darling, I love you, but I love you more when you start reading Salat. But don't tell him that every day. You learn to speak to Allah directly. In sujood, after your Salat, go in sajda, 3 o'clock in the morning, and Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. We speak to Allah, and Allah makes decisions in our favor through His grace, mercy and benevolence.
Mufti Sahib, what advice can Mufti Sahib give to a boy who needs to get married, but he says everyone is not right for him?
So everybody, only you right, Brai. See, that is slogan of shaitan, you must remember that. I'm drinking water, so don't worry, we're still firing on all cylinders there. So now this is very hot here, I'm sitting here on my vest, you know. Even night time, I feel so hot. Just jump in with my lungi and I go sleep, you must remember. Lungi is tops, you must remember, from all directions of wind. Hafiz, have you ever tried a lungi on? I don't think you wear lungi.
No, Mufti Sahib.
Yeah, my two ustads, I asked them, you understand? So, biggest ustads now. So, Hazrat Mohana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, Hafizahullah, I said, Hazrat, I never see you wearing a lungi. So, he said, no, I don't wear. And Hazrat Mufti Sahib also, I ask him sometimes some funny question. I said, Hazrat, ye lungi? He said, I bought a child, like in many penta, I don't wear it. People's choice, you must remember. Me, I love it, you understand? 50 years I'm wearing lungi. So it's very nice. It's, the air comes in from all directions, you must remember this kind of things here. So you, brother, nobody is right. You know what that means? It means you're an arrogant and a very proud and haughty guy. You go and look at the girl, this one is too tall, that one is too short, that one is too fat, this one don't have the right eye color, this one is not this. So what, only you the hell are right, you must remember that. So you got shaitaniyat in you, you see that? Look at your own faults, look at your own shortcomings and so forth, and then what you think, you're going to get a huriya in this world, huri you will get in Jannah. So you better get married immediately, otherwise you already fell in vices, or you will fall in vices. Abdullah, take Quran. Quran says, "Wa ankihul ayama minkum." You must get married immediately, as soon as possible. Quran says. Hadith Sharif, Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ya ma'ashara shabab man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawwaj." Oh, you group of youngsters, you 18, 20, 25, 30, get married immediately. Once you have the physical means, financial means, get married, no delay. And third one, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, faqihu hadhil ummah, one of the grand muftis of this ummah, used to say, you ulama, if you want reference of this, go open the book, Fiqhu Sunnah by Sayyid Sabiq rahimahullah. He was one of the great scholars of the Al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun, Ikhwan al-Muslimin in Egypt. So there he writes that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda used to say, hypothetically, if Allah tells me, Ya Abdullah, in 10 days you're going to die, I will still get married for that 8, 9, 10 days. Why? I don't want to fall in fitna. You brother, your rifle, can you look after it? Just now you're going to put wrong places like Trump, then you will have to go for rifle repairs and all these things there. So get married and stop looking at negative, negative. وَالَّذِي لَا يَرَى فِي جَمَالِهِ وَالَّذِي لَا يَرَى فِي نَفْسِهِ جَمَالًا لَا يَرَى فِي غَيْرِهِ جَمَالًا. When you don't see goodness in yourself, you will never see goodness in others also. So brother, keep a big heart and get married and read Rabbana Hablana min Azwajina wa Zurriyatina Qurrata Ayun. It's better to get married to a lady who's not so smart and beautiful and attractive, but she has Iman, she has Islam, she has Salat, she has Akhlaq, than getting married to a bomb. You see that? She's got blonde hair, green eyes, but no haya, no shame, no nothing she got, you must remember. So what the hell are you going to do with her? After 6 months, she'll be tired, then the children will come. What she will teach them? Nothing. She will just teach them to become another actor, actress, and so forth. So life, you must think properly what your priorities are.
We say Jazakallah Khairan to Mufti Sahib. Final ad break for this evening's Q&A program. Thereafter, we continue just until 10.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this evening's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, Sony, and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, please advise or give us a dua for a successful business. Things are very quiet. I read all my salah on time. I read the hajjud. And however, things are still not changing.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Almighty Allah Jalla wala teaches us, yamhaqullahu riba wa yurbi sadaqat. Allah will erase and wipe out the riba, interest, sud, viaj, usury. Wa yurbi sadaqat. And Allah Jalla wala will increase the charity. Three questions for you. Number one is this, do you have any interest dealings? Do you have any interest accounts and all that? So that is a own goal. You have to get rid of all that interest-related deal transactions. Number two, do you give out charity daily? Charity don't have to be 100 rand and 1,000 rand. Give out 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand daily, and Allah will increase your business and so forth. Third, are you paying your zakat timeously? Chapter 30, verse 39. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. When one pays your zakat solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Allah will increase the reward in this world and the year after multiple times, manifold. Chapter 30, Surah Rum, the Romans, verse 39. And read now with me. يَا بَاسِتُ يَا بَاسِتُ يَا Basitu, Ya Allah, increase the risk. Ya Razaku, Ya Razaku, Ya Razaku, Ya Allah, you are the best of sustainer. Ya Wahabu, Ya Wahabu, Ya Wahabu, Ya Allah, you are the best of givers. Read that and Allah will give you story time. In Rustenburg, there's a very interesting person. His name is Qari Ismail Bulbulia Hafizahullah. He's well in his 80s. He spent over 14 years, if I remember correctly, there in Medina Munawwara. His beloved father, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, and all his sons. He said, all of you must go to Medina Munawwara, become Hafiz there. He was in Medina Munawwara when there was no electricity. In 44-45, when electricity came, he was there. They used to call him because they couldn't read the English and all these things there, you see. So now, today, he sent me something very nice. And he said that this clip here, you must listen to it, it is very informative for you. And what it is Hazrat Maulana Darkhasti's son. Maulana Darkhasti was Hafiz, not Hafiz of Quran only, Hafiz of Hadith. So thousands of hadiths he knew by heart, and so I met him also, alhamdulillah. So this is his son. So his son says, I spent 1 month in America, and every day I was with Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad. He said that man is ashiq Quran, horse sunnah. Listen attentively. He says, Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad every day, not only in Ramadan, reads and completes the entire Quran Sharif. Rahimahullah. So when Sheikh Abdul Basit came here to South Africa in 1982, I started teaching in Darul Newcastle 81. So I said, I must go to Ladysmith. When we went there, they said, Sheikh is in Sufi Masjid it was. And it was packed to capacity. They said, no, Sheikh is sick, he's not reading. So Sheikh Ruzaiki or somebody read, you see that? So they read okay, but nobody can compare with Abdul Basit. Abdul Basit is one and only, the best Qadi in the first 100 years. He don't have beard, all that, that's now a different issue. We're speaking of the reading. So remember, Ashik of Quran, the real lover of Quran, every day complete one Quran. Then in the weekend, Friday night, Saturday or what, he was there in Mountain Rise. I said, must go. So we went then. Then he read. It was top flight, you see. I wonder you guys in Mountain Rise. Mohan Abdullah says, Ahmad, you there, and who else? Yunus there, my nephew. And who else is there? So Mohan Suleiman Bamji, you the imam there. So you guys should go and look at your archives. In 82, when Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad came there to Mountain Rise, do you have the recording of that? If you got the recording, send it to me, we'll play it on air. I got a funny feeling he read Surah Yusuf or he read Surah Takwir. You know, when he reads that Surah, is a Shamsu Kuvira, your hair will stand up. You must remember that. So, live reading of Sheikh Abdul Basit, you must remember that. The greatest Qari in the past. If you like, don't like, it's your business. So, I'm not praising him, he didn't keep beard. You must remember that. That's a separate issue. That is reading I'm talking about, the best Qari in the whole world. That was Qari Abdul Basit. So, why I remembered? Because I told you, must read Ya Basitu, you must remember. So the two greatest Qari Egypt produced in the last 100 years, we met both of them, alhamdulillah, Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad and Sheikh Mahmud Halim Al-Husri. So in Tartil, in Qirat, Abdul Basit was best. And in Tartil was Sheikh Mahmud Al-Husri. He read in the Haram also, I was there. So remember in King Faisal's time, he came and then he told him to read Sheikh Mahmud Khalil Husri. أول من قرأ القرآن في الأمم المتحدة. The first person to read the Quran Sharif in the White House also, في البيت الأبيض, and in United Nations also. أول من قرأ القرآن وسجل القرآن على رواية حفص, على رواية ورش, على رواية قالون, على رواية كذا وكذا وكذا. So all that Sheikh Abdul Sheikh Mahmud Halim, Mahmud Yusuf Khusri did, Khalil Mahmud Khusri did. So remember, Waliullah, he was that man. They gave their life for Quran. He had nice beard also. So you must remember that he took the Quran and then they started making recordings. You see that? Thus, how we read Quran according to Hafs. Then how the people there in Morocco and West in North Africa, they read Warsh and then Qalun and different riwayat. He recorded all that, you must remember. If you go to Medina Munawwara, the Musha and the Mujamma Malik Fahad, you'll get all the riwayats there. You see that of Mahmud Halim and all of them. So Mahmud Khalil Husri and so forth. So these were people very great as far as Quran goes, mashallah. And our own Hafiz Qari Yusuf Nurbai, according to me, one of the best readers here in South Africa. So great classical master reader he was, mashallah.
Mufti Sahab, are there any sunnah acts that need to be performed before nikah takes place?
Before nikah takes place, yesterday I had a nikah, I had to lecture. They told me I must lecture and Maulana Wadi Wala will make the nikah. So after I finished the lecture, I moved away. So Maulana said, no, you perform the nikah. And so he insisted, then I perform the nikah. So before the nikah, what sunnat must take place? Number one, a'alinun nikah, announce the nikah. No all hiding business. Make a nikah in the car park, make a nikah there in the distinct hotel. Then bang, wham, thank you, ma'am, business. You see, hit and run, nobody even knows. So all that, haram that, you must remember this. So, a'alinun nikah, announce the nikah. Two, waj'aluhu fil masajid, make the venue, we're going to perform the nikah in the masjid. Two, third one, you must remember, the preparation must be done. That who will give the dates? Nushra, write it down, you students and ulama. What you call? Nushra. Bhuti Gandhi, I know you like to do things with style, Mekazi. So then organize the Nushra for your Fatima, Ladli, Beti, you see that? So you must remember that. And Iqbal, my other connection, you also. So organize the Nushra. You see that? You know Nushra. Who will give the dates? You, the boys' party, must give. But if you, the girls' party, want to give, is no problem also. So you must remember, in those days, there were no carpets and all that in masjid. So they should take the dates and just throw in the air. And people used to catch it and then eat. It's happy occasion. You call that Nushra, Hadith and Musnad Ahmad. Today, you put Nushra, it will fall on the trustee's head. He'll come give you a varama clap. I was there in Nigel Friday. I met Boy Rocker. So Boy Rocker, I know him from a small child, you know. He's nearly 100 years old. So I told him, Boy man, you look so well, man, Uncle Boy Rocker, you know. He told me, when I asked him, how old is Masjid? Masjid Khalid bin Walid. He said that he's 33 years old. I was involved. I had these Cape Town guys here. Then I gave that one Cape Town guy. He told me like that. I gave him a good smack. He started crying. So I asked him, why are you crying? He said, my pa had me a pakha here. My father gave me a good hiding, you see. He said, I told him every brick must be straight. Nothing must be crooked here in this masjid. You see, it's Allah's house. So I told him, what you told him, boy? You must tell him, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. He must put even the brick straight, you see. Then we go on the straight line, on the straight path, and so forth. So good interaction we had. I believe he's still cutting hair. Even he cut my hair also. They used to play for Cambridge United, their tournament in Nigel. First match, Stenerton Dynamos and Cambridge of Nigel. The match must end in the fight. Then he scops Kit and Donner, you see. So all those funny, funny memories come. You must remember this. So he used to love doing duty with beauty. So that is what you must remember this. In life you must do that. That you must take pride in your work and you must do your duty with beauty. Not let us and just do half-hearted and all that. That's not Islam. See?
Is there a particular sequence that the Quran Kareem should be recited in?
Now we are speaking about the sunnahs of nikah. So now you must announce it, you must make the nikah in the masjid. Who will perform the nikah? So all that, then the mahar. Then yesterday I performed the nikah, I asked the wakil, where's the mahar? That's 4,000 rand. So they're looking here, they say, hey, Baji, give it to the wakil. So I say, sometimes the mahar also disappears, you know? So all these things here. So like that, so all these preparations must be done before nikah. And fill in the book and everything there. Put the right date. Sometimes they put wrong date also and so forth. So all those preparations must be done before the nikah. Do your duty with beauty. So you must remember. Chief Afsar, what was the question?
Chief Mufti Saab, is there a particular sequence that the Qur'an Kareem should be recited in?
100%. Alladhina ataynahumul kitaba yatlunahu haqqa tilawati. You must read the Quran Sharif according to the sequence. How Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first ayat to be revealed, chapter 96, you see, but it's chapter 96 like that. And the last chapter to be revealed, so last chapter, not last verse, Surah 114. So that is, if you look at how it was revealed, so you must remember, is Iza Ja'a Nasrullah. So, but today you look at it, you will see it's not 114. So you must remember it is 110. And then 111 is Surah Masad, Tabbat Yada. 112 is Surah Ikhlas. 113 is Surah Falaq. Surah Nas is 114. So that is how it is. So we must know this. So you don't go read Iqra first and Surah Iza Ja'a last. No. So you read in the tartib that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the Sahaba and the Quran Sharif, that Ta'aliful Quran. Quran. Open Imam Bukhari Sahih. The whole chapter on that day in Bukhari. How the Quran Sharif was compiled. So Ahmed Abdi, my good friend, you understand? I told him, Haji Ahmed, you don't know Arabic. Take this book. It will help you. Ulumul Quran. Imagine this person was a non-Muslim, a German. He embraced Islam. Ahmed von Denver. Then he's sincere. He went to learn Arabic. He went to learn Quran. He wrote the whole book in English. It's a very good book for those of you who don't know Arabic, you don't know Urdu. In Urdu, Mufti Taqi Usmani's book is very good, Ulumul Quran. And in Arabic, our Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni's book, At-Tibyan Fi Ulumul Quran. Or if you want the old scholars, then Jalaluddin Suyuti's Al-Itqan Fi Ulumul Quran is good. But today, so many ulama have written books on Mabahithul Quran and so forth and so on. So anyway, you should read all this, yeah. But if a person reads against the sequence, the salat will be valid. Example, Imam Sahib read in the first rakat of his wadi, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ. So what must he do now? So in second rakat, read the same surah. Or go read قُلْ الْفَلَقُ قُلْ وَاللَّهُ or whatever. The salat will be valid, no sajda isaw, and the salat. But however, to do like that is makruh tanzihi and is not good, but the salat is valid and no sajda isaw. So we should know these things here as well.
The new trend is to read Farz Salah only, and that is fulfilling your Farz. Is this permissible?
Haram, you go straight to Jahannam, you must remember that Quran says so. Let me drink water, I'm feeling thirsty nowadays. Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter number 3, verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, if you really love Allah, fattabi'uni, follow me, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, immaculately. Yuhibbukumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. You see that? Chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 31. Our mother, Sayyida Aisha, Siddiqa bint Siddiq, her father was Siddiq Akbar, the greatest personality to walk on this earth after all the prophets and messengers. His name, Abdullah, father's name, Usman, his kunya, Abu Bakr, his father's kunya, Abu Quhafa, radiallahu anhu majma'in, his ladli, his sahib zadi, his beti, Siddiqa bint Siddiq, the zawja mutahara, the honorable wife of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, Allimu nisa'akum surat an-nur. Go read the tafsir by Sheikh Sabuni. He quotes it in various places, you must remember that. So, rawa'i'ul bayan fi ahkam al-Quran and safatul tafasir and all these places, you see that. Allimu nisa'akum surat an-nur. They teach your female surah an-nur. Chapter 24, it comprises 64 verses. Go read chapter 24, verse 63, the second last verse. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ. Beware, beware, when you go against the commandment of him. Him, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his commandments, you go against it. And to see bahum fitnatun, that such a calamity, disaster, catastrophe will befall you. Oh, you see bahum azabun alim, or Allah will strike you. What a painful, terrible punishment, you'll end up in Jahannam. So then you're undermining the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam's commandments and so forth. Just read for salat and run away. Story time, maybe 20 years or 25 years, I can't remember. So remember that I was in Medina Munawwara. That time there were 40, 50 families there in Medina Munawwara. They were mukim, they were staying there. And the iqama and as resident permit and RP wasn't so expensive. So one of them called me, he said, come give us advice. So I just went there. In one of the hotel rooms, big room, so the men in one room, the woman on the other side, but they could hear. So I said, my first message to you is all of you must pack up and go home. Hey, they were upset. So we called this guy here, he tell us we must pack up and go home. So I said, why did I say this? I said that this government, this people here, they Wahhabis, they Najdis, and they don't have time for Islam, majority of them. You see, that this is 20 years ago or so. So then anyway, I gave the reasons. I say, where your children go madrasa? Where you go madrasa if you want to learn? They don't allow your madrasas and all that. They don't allow your ulama to speak and so forth. So all these things. So definitely, maybe your iman will still be intact, but your children, they will start hating the sunnah and so. So after 6 months, 1 year or so, I went. So there's one brother who was there, he came to me. He said, please come speak to my son. I said, why? He said, you know that day you told us like that, we didn't like what you say, But today I'm seeing it in my own house. My son refuses to wear a hat and read Salat. He just throws the hat away. And his one leg is in the east and one is in the west. You know the Salafi characters, how they read. They look like a goalkeeper waiting for a penalty or something, you know. And then that they don't want to read no Sunnah Salat and all these things. So didn't I tell you, it's better you stay in South Africa. You stay in Makkah, Medina, and you don't read Sunnahs. You don't wear a hat. You don't do this. You don't do that. This is not important. That is not important. So nothing will be important because hazar. So if you don't want to do something, then the excuses you will have, you must remember, is there 1,000 excuses. You think that I said so, we non-entities, what? We are good for nothing. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, the genius, Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, in those days used to say, Imam Shafi'i was born in 150 and he passed away in 204, born in Gaza and passes away in Egypt, Cairo. Imam Abu Hanifa, born in 80 and passed away in 150. Imam Abu Hanifa used to say, to make your place of residence permanently, Makkah, Medina is makruh, is not good. Why? Because after 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, you will treat it like an ordinary place and you will become brazen on committing vices. If you put 1 million people of Makkah, Medina, show me who is not watching movies right inside Makkah, inside Medina, right next to the Haram. If you get 10%, 5% who don't watch, you'll be lucky. Majority are watching, you must remember this. How many ulama's houses I went to, big, big TVs and all that. Whether they watch or not, I can't say. But their children are all watching, they make such a big record, you can hear them in the lounge and all that. You see, so that are the problems. You start treating the Haramain Sharifain, when you go for Umrah, you go for Hajj, you have that reverence, respect. But when you stay there, it becomes just another normal place. And Quran Kareem, write down these two verses. Write down these two verses. Chapter number 22, Surah Hajj, verse number 25, regarding Makkah. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. When you just make intention and irada of oppression and deviation and transgression, نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. We will punish him or her a painful punishment. Chapter 22, verse 25 in the 17th Supara. You are in Medina Munawwara. You're going to the Master, Khatamun Nabiyeen, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But now you're going with your cell phone and then you're going to take selfies and you raise your voice and you make gustakhi and you show disrespect right to the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his presence. What Allah says, Surah Hujurat, chapter number 49, verse number 2. وَلَا تَجَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِكَ جَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ أَنْ تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Chapter 49, verse number 2. That you raise your voices and you speak there like you're speaking ordinary place. All your actions will disappear and go in vain and you won't even realize it. Today, if you look at the Ummah reading Salat and Salam, what a record they are kicking up. Right there in the court Mubarak of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Right there in the place, the Rosa Mubarak and everywhere. And they're making noise. And where's the adab? Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi. Wa ma saqata man saqata illa bi su'il adabi. So you must remember you in the darbar, in the court Mubarak of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Sha'id, the poet says, you will never be successful until you learn adab and manners and respect and honor. And any person who's a failure, he is always gustakh, he's always be adab and so forth and so on. So these two ayats, write it down, chapter 49 verse 2. So Allah give us tawfiq, that we learn the deen and we learn the adab as well. When you study the life of the Salafi Salih, the pious people, they said, تعلمنا الأدب ثم تعلمنا القرآن والسنة. We first learned the adab and respect and reverence that of deen, of our elders, of then that our parents taught us. Then we went to madrasa and we learned Quran and Sunnah. Today you learners, they tell you, you orthodox, you backward, you good for nothing. So we too much worried about the West and what they're going to say. Tell them go to hell. That we got nothing to do with East and West. For us, Islam is the best and we want to share it with the rest. That is our Islam.
Is there authentic hadith saying about the recitation of Surah Waqiyah to be recited after Maghrib?
This question comes from a Salafi. You see that? So you must remember that when you see these guys, I told you, they don't even understand the basic rudiments of hadith. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah wrote a book called Sahih al-Bukhari. How long it took him? 16 years. The same Imam Muhammad bin Ismail, Amir al-Mu'mineen fil Hadith, and he is known as Imam Bukhari to the world. I went to his grave Mubarak, Mazar Mubarak, you understand, there in Uzbekistan. We read Jummah Salat there, I read Surah Yasin by him. We cried there, made dua for him. Allah accept all his khidmat and elevate his rank and status more and more. You see that? So the same Imam Bukhari Raymullah writes another book and it's called Al-Adabul Mufrad. 1998, when I went to meet Sheikh Albani Rahimahullah, so then I told that Khadim, you don't tell me, I can't see him, and I shouted him. So then he got a shock, you know, this guy is a foreigner and he's not even an Arab and he's jacking me up here. So I said, you go tell Sheikh there, I come from South Africa, and don't come tell me I can't see him and all that. So I gave him some good vaccine, you know, and shouted the blood word. So then he came back and said, Sheikh, say, come on top, 2 minutes. I say, once him inside, what he can do? He can't do nothing. So I'm speaking of the Khadim. So then I went and Sheikh apologized. He was very sick. He had a green kurta on and nice, the big beard and his topi and everything. And he said, forgive me, I can't stand up, embrace you, shake hand with you properly. We shook hand, but not now, mu'anaka and that, you know. So anyway, when he spoke to the word, then I told him, Sheikh, in the half dollar, I got $1,000 here in my pocket, but I'm not going to spend. You must give me books. He had a good smile and laugh. I want to cheer him up also. So then he gave me, I told the Khadim, go bring this, bring this. So he brought Tahareem wa Alati Turb. Then musical instruments are haram. And Al-Adabul Mufrad, one volume, another volume. The first volume, Sahih al-Adab al-Mufrad. The second one, Da'if al-Adab al-Mufrad. So remember, when the ulama write books on fazail, on virtues, they don't worry of Sahih hadith. That they worry about that as long as it's acceptable, walau kana da'ifa, even if it's da'if. So what you're going to say, Salafi, regarding this book, authored by Imam Bukhari, and authenticated or otherwise by Sheikh Albani, must I take it and throw it away? So Hazrat Sheikh Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sheikhul Hadith Nawarullah Marqadahu wrote Fazail al-Quran. He wrote about Surah Waqiyah. It's not an authentic hadith, but for Fazail it does not have to be authentic. Go ask Allah, Imam Bukhari Rahimahullah. Go ask Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah. He wrote Kitabul Azkar. Go ask Ibn Hajar Asqalani Rahimahullah. Go ask the giants in hadith. But you're a lallu panju. You don't even know 10 hadiths with sanad. Come in front of me and I'll test you. And I want to see how much hadith you know. So therefore, you don't come talk your nonsense and say that for people to read Surah Waqiyah is bid'ah and all that. We reject you and we reject you jahil salafis also. Wa ilallahi al-mushtaka. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Ya Allah, we complain to you. People want to read surahs. They, the Salafis, I was in Jeddah, and that one sheikh said to read Surah Yasin is bid'ah after Fajr. So they idiots and jahils, these people. You must remember that when you have a hadith that is weak, and you have the Addudul Asanid, and you have various chains of generation, it becomes Hasan li ghayrihi. They don't even understand these terms, half of them, you must remember that. So therefore, you don't try and trick us and all that, we will expose your jahalat. I told you already, any Salafi, I'm prepared to take you live on air. And first question, is MBS a Muslim or Murtad? I say, 100% murtad. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي ارْتِدَائِهِ وَكُفْرِهِ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ مُرْتَدٌ. Any Shia, we prepared to take you live on air. And first question is Khomeini Muslim or Kafir? We say Khomeini La'natullah alayh. So that is our response to all that. Come now quickly. Next up we go to Hafiz Yusuf Kala. Inshallah, my brother Lukolo, keep it ready. And thereafter will be a wonderful lecture by Qari Bilal Hanif. You see that? So that is Qari Hanif Multani. Today he delivered a wonderful lecture. I sent it out. How Masjidul Aqsa was conquered and that. Listen to that. I sent out the podcast. Now his son Qari Bilal speaks about, you must remember, Siratul Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that is after Hafiz Yusuf Kala. Then 11 o'clock Sheikh Anwar Al-Awlaki Rahmatul Alayh. 12 o'clock the history of Ghazza by myself. And then 1 o'clock Ghazza in the light of the Battle of Khandaq by Moana Ahmad Parak of Ispingo Beach. Tomorrow morning, 4 o'clock Azan, inshallah. Moana Salim Karim and Junaid Mota, inshallah, inshallah, we'll be here, 5 past 4 downstairs. And then, inshallah, we'll give tafsir. And thereafter, Surah Mujadala. And thereafter, inshallah, the news, views, and interviews. And 5:30 will be the Q&A. Barakallah. And you, Suleiman, send me the podcast as soon as possible to Paj. Jazakallah khair. Hafiz Wadi, barakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You see. Assalamu rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To Mufti Sahib, as well as to the directors, sound engineers, and the esteemed listeners that have tuned into this evening's Q&A program. Until next time, we say, wa sallallahu ala nabil ummi fi amalillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.